From Tradio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is The Daily Breakfast. Last week, I showed you some of the equipment that I was using to make these videos. And I showed you a number of the lenses that I use on my ATD that I'm currently using for vlogging. I showed you the kit lens that came with the ATD, which goes from 18 millimeters to 135, so that's a nice zoom lens. And then I had the extra wide-angle lens that I'm currently using on this camera, which goes all the way back to 10 millimeters. That's super wide-angle. And in a beautiful landscape like this, with the water and nature, that is a perfect lens for this kind of filming. However, there was one more lens that was on my wish list. And again, it's a very affordable lens. It's this tiny lens. It's a Canon 50 millimeter lens. It's a fixed lens, so you can't zoom with it. But it is also a very fast lens. And I explained last time, a fast lens means it lets in a lot of light. This has an aperture of 1.8. Which means if you get a lot of light, you can play with it and you can play with the depth of field. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to take this lens off that I'm currently using, the wide angle lens, and I'm going to replace it with the 50 millimeter lens. And we're just going to do some tests. So there we go. I think that's it. Now, of course, because this is a 50 millimeter lens, it is much more of a close-up lens than the wide-angle lens. So in order to be at a reasonable distance, I got to be around here. This is where you can see. This is normally what the wide-angle lens would show you if I would carry it at arm's length. But this is my arm, and now I'm going to keep the camera at arm's length so you see the difference. I'm getting closer and closer and closer. Now, this, believe it or not, this is at arm's length. So as you can imagine, this is not the best lens for selfie photography. However, because it's a 50 millimeter lens with a wide aperture, I can get very close to things and create this nice blurry background. You see those big mossy rocks there? Here's what you can film if you get closer to them. So right now I'm filming a detail of this rock. You can see a little bit of the green moss. And then in the distance you can see the glistening water and the sunshine. The sun is setting right now. Very blurry in the background. This is a beautiful close-up. Almost looks like a macro photo. Now the view here is absolutely fantastic. The sky is getting it's almost like a brown color. And you see this yellow sun above the horizon. And it's reflected in the water of the sea. And then there are these plants in the foreground. What I'm going to try to do is to get very close to those plants and see if I can get an interesting effect with this lens. See, I got it way through the to the bushes here. I hope there's no water. I hope this is solid enough. I think it is. Now I'm pretty close to these plants. Let's see if I can get very close to them. Oh wow, it's automatically focusing, and so right now you see the fluffy what is it, these are the seeds, I suppose, very much in focus. And then in the background everything is blurry. Even the other plants that normally with another lens would be also in focus are now completely blurred out with a nice bokeh effect. Gorgeous. Now, normally this lens is in autofocus, but I can also put it to manual. And then it's actually even nicer what you can do, because you can keep the foreground totally in focus. And especially with these moving plants, normally the lens would try to compensate for that and things would get in and out of focus, but not if you do everything manual. Trying out another close-up shot of a mossy rock with some sunlight in the background. It's gorgeous. It's very hard to keep the camera still though. This may be a situation where a tripod would be handy. I'm here inside a small wooden shed, and there are holes in the walls, and from here you can observe the birds, and there are lots of rare birds in this part of the Netherlands. So this would be a perfect spot for a telelens. But what you can tell with this lens is that it keeps my face very much in focus, and then you get that nice shallow depth of focus in the background with the rest of the wooden walls here of this shed completely out of focus.
Let me give you another example of the difference between a 50 millimeter lens like the one that I'm using now. You see the sunset. The sun is right above the trees in the background. And you get a very nice tight composition with a big tree on the right and a little bit of open sky on the left. Now let me change, and I'm not going to move at all, but I'm going to use the wide angle lens to show you the difference. And this is the view that you get with a wide angle lens. I've not moved one inch, but you see a tremendous difference. Now, you not only do you see the sun setting, that big tree that filled most of the picture when I was using the 50 millimeter lens, but you see the entire horizon. It is incredible the difference between these two lenses. And of course, the wide-angle lens is so much more helpful if you want to film yourself, like I'm currently doing. That way, I can also show you what's going on behind me, and I don't have to put the camera 5-6 meters away from me to even fit my head in the picture. Now, every lens helps you to tell the story. The wide-angle lens shows you wide landscapes, big buildings, cathedrals. A zoom lens can be very versatile. It can help you quickly reframe your picture, get a close-up of, let's say, the Pope walking by or something like that, or a bird. And then the 50 millimeter macro lens is almost a macro lens, but that helps you to get very close to a certain subject and to isolate it from the background. That's why you want sometimes the blurry background, so you can focus on that one thing that you want to have in camera. And the combination of these three lenses will hopefully enable me to tell much better stories. So that is the difference between, let's say, the one or two lenses you have on a smartphone and the lenses that you can use on a DSLR like I'm currently holding. The downside, of course, as I mentioned before, is that holding a DSLR in your hand is quite heavy. And after a while, your arm gets very tired. Well, that was it for today. Thanks for watching. Go over to Tridio.com for my other shows. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe to the Tridio YouTube channel. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The details are in the show notes. And then finally, a big thank you to my patrons who help me produce these videos and help me to bring these programs to you advertisement-free, because who likes advertisements? So if you want to support me, go over to patreon.com/FatherRoderick. Thank you so much. See you next time. Take care and God bless.